Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru, says globally India is the third largest in terms of metro network. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis unveils Garva Drishti system to detect fraudulent activities through social media. UN Security Council holds emergency meeting to address Israel's decision to take control of Gaza City. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stresses ahead of US-Russia meet, any peace settlement must ensure credible and long-term guarantees for his country to defend its sovereignty. IMD predicts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Sikkim tomorrow. And India's under-20 women's football team end 20 years wait to book their place in AFC under-20 Asian Cup 2026 in Yangon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of countrymen. Speaking after the inauguration of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru today, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and the fastest economy. Metro rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
देश आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है. आप देखिए 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था. आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है. हम मोबाइल इंपोर्ट करते थे, वही अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है.
Mentioning that this is his first visit to Bengaluru following Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister highlighted the success of Indian forces in Operation Sindoor and said the entire world witnessed this new face of New India. He attributed the success of the operation to the power of technology and the strength of Make in India in the defense sector.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में भारतीय सेनाओं की सफलता, सीमा पार कई किलोमीटर भीतर आतंकवादी ठिकानों को नेस्त नाबूद करने की ताकत और आतंकवादियों के बचाव में उतरे पाकिस्तान को कुछ ही घंटों में घुटनों पर लाने की हमारी क्षमता, पूरी दुनिया ने नए भारत के इस स्वरूप के दर्शन किए हैं. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सफलता के पीछे बहुत बड़ी वजह हमारी टेक्नोलॉजी और डिफेंस में मेक इन इंडिया की ताकत है.
Earlier, Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru. He flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belagavi and virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir thanked the Prime Minister and the Railway Minister for providing the Vande Bharat trains in their regions. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha said the new Vande Bharat train will ensure ease of travel for devotees of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi and spur the growth momentum of the local economy. Union Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Bittu expressed gratitude for the launch of Vande Bharat Express between the holy city of Amritsar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML Rail Hub for Manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh today. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the defense minister said the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility.
Aaj rail coach factory ka shilanyas hua hai. Yahan rail ke dibbon ka nirman to hoga hi. साथ ही रेलवे के और भी अलग अलग प्रोडक्ट्स, रेलवे के अलग अलग और भी सारी सामान यहां पर बनाए जाएंगे.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw participated in the program virtually. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also addressed the gathering. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the state has access to the world's best systems and technology to curb incidents like communal hatred through social media leading to riots. He stated that Garuda Drishti tools are playing a vital role in tracking down such individuals and ensuring immediate action against them. He was speaking at the presentation of the Garuda Drishti Social Media Monitoring and Cyber Intelligence Project and the ceremony for distribution of an amount of 10 crore rupees recovered from the investigation of various cyber financial crimes to the victims held at Police Bhavan on behalf of the Nagpur Police Department. The recovered amounts were handed over to the fraud victims by the Chief Minister. Mr. Fadnavis informed that Garuda Drishti system has been developed to prevent fraudulent activities carried out via social media platforms. He further said that through the system, it will be possible to detect and track criminal activities on these platforms. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter between the security forces and Pakistani terrorists is underway in Quad Dul area of Kishtwar district since morning today. As per reports, around two Pakistani terrorists are trapped in the area. Our correspondent reports that the encounter broke out between the security forces and the hiding terrorists between 7 to 8 this morning after a specific input in the Quad Dul area of Nagensa in Kishtwar district. Troops of 17 Rashtriya Rifles, Special Operation Group SOG of Jammu and Kashmir Police, along with paramilitary forces, started search operation in the area. When the security forces established the presence of the hiding terrorists, exchange of fire started. More security forces have been rushed to the encounter site. Details are awaited. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. The United Nations Security Council has convened an emergency meeting today to address Israel's decision to expand its military operations and take control of Gaza City, a move that has drawn sharp international criticism. The session, requested by several European members, focused on the worsening humanitarian crisis and the potential consequences for Gaza's 2 million residents and remaining hostages. The UN Assistant Secretary General for Europe, Central Asia and the Americas, Miroslav Zhengcha, told the council that conditions in Gaza were unbearable and warned of catastrophic consequences if the operation proceeds. He reiterated the UN's demand for a permanent ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and unrestricted humanitarian access. On Friday, Israel's Security Cabinet approved Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to seize Gaza City, escalating the 22-month conflict in the region. The decision has drawn sharp criticism globally. Ahead of the scheduled August 15th meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has stressed on robust security guarantees. As Trump and Putin are meeting to discuss ending the war in Ukraine, Zelensky said any peace settlement must be fair. In a social media post on X, Zelensky also underscored the need for credible long-term guarantees to enable Ukraine to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. He warned the terms of peace must protect not only Ukraine, but also the security of European nations. European leaders have welcomed plans by Donald Trump to hold talks with his Russian counterpart, but called for continued support for Kyiv and pressure on Moscow to achieve a just and lasting peace. In a joint statement signed by the European leaders, they underscored that the path to peace in Ukraine cannot be decided without Ukraine. British police arrested more than 400 people in central London as supporters of a recently banned pro-Palestinian group intentionally flouted the law as part of their effort to force the government to reconsider the ban on the group. The UK Parliament in early last month passed a law banning Palestine action and making it a crime to publicly support the organization. The ban came after activists broke into a Royal Air Force base and vandalized two tanker planes to protest Britain's support for Israel's offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And back home in Bihar, the Election Commission of India has issued a notice to senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha for holding two EPIC, that is Electors Photo Identity Cards. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Bankipur Assembly constituency has directed Mr. Sinha to furnish details by 5 p.m. on the 14th of this month after his name was found in the electoral rolls of both the Bankipur and Lakhisarai Assembly constituencies in Bihar. This is the second high-profile case of the dual EPIC cards following a similar controversy involving former Deputy Chief Minister and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav. In Uttarakhand, search and rescue operation to find the missing people in the devastating floods in Harshil Dharali area of Uttarkashi district continued for the sixth day today. The army is playing an important role in opening the blocked roads in the disaster-hit areas, rescuing people and providing all possible help to the affected. Brigadier M.S. Dhillon said that since August 5th, the army, state government and other agencies are continuously engaged in relief and rescue operations.
हमारा फोकस है जो लोग गांव के दब गए हैं जो क्लाउड बर्स्ट हुआ है उसमें उनको खोजने की रडार का इस्तेमाल किया जा रहा है और डॉग्स और डिगिंग पार्टीज जहां पे रडार और डॉग इंडिकेट करते हैं वहां पे खोद के उनको निकालने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं और हमारा ग्रेफ और आर्मी मिलकर रास्ता खोलने की कोशिश कर रही है ताकि कनेक्टिविटी गंगोत्री की तरफ और आगे फॉरवर्ड एरिया की तरफ बहाल हो सके जल्दी से जल्दी उसी के साथ अभी इंडियन आर्मी जो हमारे पीछे जंगल है उसमें से एक एनिमल ट्रैक बना रही है ताकि अगर रोड खुलने में जैसे समय लग रहा है तो हमारे एनिमल्स यहाँ पे शुरू कर सकें और उसके साथ हमने एस्टैब्लिश किया है सैटेलाइट कम्युनिकेशन का और मेडिकल टीम्स यहाँ पे लगी हुई हैं।
On the other hand, the state government has announced an immediate assistance of 5 lakh rupees each and free ration for the next 6 months to affected families. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Sikkim tomorrow. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds are also very likely at isolated places in Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Telangana. While thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds will occur at isolated places in all the northwestern states, Maharashtra, Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand tomorrow. India's under-20 women's football team today booked their place at the AFC under-20 women's Asian Cup 2026 with a 1-0 win over host Myanmar in Yangon. Pooja's first half header proved decisive, ending a 20-year wait to book India's place at the Asian Cup 2026 to be held in Thailand. Celebrations erupted on the pitch as the dream became reality. For Women's Asian Cup 2026, the host Thailand qualified automatically, while the remaining 11 for the 12-team tournament will be decided through the qualifiers. For the qualifiers, 32 teams have been divided into 8 groups of 4. And in the Asia Rugby Under-27s men's final, Hong Kong has lifted the championship trophy defeating Sri Lanka in Rajgir, Bihar. This evening in the women's category, China thrashed Hong Kong to clinch the title. In the third place playoff, the Indian women's team led by Bhumika Shukla defeated Uzbekistan in a closely fought match. A new chapter in the Indian athletics began today at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar of Odisha with the hosting of World Athletics Bronze Level Continental Tour 2025 for the first time in the country. And in our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow, we'll bring a discussion on organ donation with Joint Director NOTO, Shiny Suman Pradhan, and Officer in Charge of National Eye Bank, Dr. Rajesh Sinha. They will also answer queries by listeners on various aspects of organ donation. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru, says globally India is the third largest in terms of metro network. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis unveils Garuda Drishti system to detect fraudulent activities through social media. UN Security Council holds emergency meeting to address Israel's decision to take control of Gaza City. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stresses ahead of US-Russia meet, any peace settlement must ensure credible and long-term guarantees for his country to defend its sovereignty. IMD predicts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Sikkim tomorrow. And India's under-20 women's football team ends 20-year wait to book their place in AFC Under-20 Asian Cup 2026 in Yangon. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.